Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the hashtag I Made My Mark on Madison podcast. My name is Nathan Sese, and I'm here with the Student Leadership Center. And today we have a very special guest for you all, a good friend and colleague of mine, Mr. Dylan Gay. Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Nathan?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. So, Dylan, before we just get started here, I just wanted to ask, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so again, my name is Dylan Gay. I am a senior international affairs major with minors in geographic science and Italian. And I am from Ashburn, Virginia, up in Nova. My campus involvements include being a 2017 Frog, a 2018 OPA. I was a 2019 leadership counselor for the Make Your Mark on Madison program. And then I'm also a brother of Alpha Phi Omega, and I've worked in the Student Leadership Center for the past year and a half.
Awesome. Sounds great. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it with a nice broad question for you. So Dylan, what does JMU mean to you?
JMU means a lot to me personally. It's been my home for the past 4 years of my life, and it's been an opportunity for me to grow and challenge myself, and also been a place for me to experiment with things and to fail and to learn what that's like and to get back up. And I think that JMU to me has really been kind of a wonderland in that there's so many just like mystical aspects of it, but it's also so real. And it has given me my best friends. It has challenged me academically, and it has put me on the career path that I feel is right for me. So JMU has really just been a place for me to grow, to fail, and to overcome those failures.
You can't see it, Dylan, but I'm nodding my head quite fervently. I agree totally with everything you just said there. I think, you know, having both been here for a while, I think we can both agree that JMU is a really special place. But I know there can be sometimes misconceptions about JMU. So do you think there is some myth that people have about JMU that is different from what the reality might be? And if so, what is that reality?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of myths about JMU, actually. One of the main ones being that you come to JMU and you immediately find your place and you fit in, and then the rest of your 4 years are a cakewalk. And that's just not the case. I know personally for me, I didn't feel like I had a home at JMU until about halfway through my first semester sophomore year. So it took me over a year to kind of figure out where I belonged on campus and that kind of stuff. And I think that, it's not always sunshine and butterflies and all this stuff and like things just don't happen like that. Like it takes time and it takes energy and it takes work to help you find your place. And this idea of like finding your place is, it's very romanticized and it's very, oh, like I'm gonna go to JMU and I'm gonna immediately find my place. But that's not the reality of it. The reality is that it does take a little bit of time, and you're going to struggle a little bit, and you're going to have hard times, and it's going to be difficult. But at the end of the day, if you put in the work and you put in the energy, you're really going to be able to find your place and be able to make that mark in the way that you want to do it. But finding your place takes a lot of effort, and it's a lot easier said than it is done. So yeah. I think that that myth is something that a lot of incoming first years and incoming transfer students have a misconception about, just because it doesn't always pan out that way.
Yeah, definitely. Can you just speak a little bit about how long it took for you to feel like you had really achieved that sense of normalcy, that sense of family and community here?
Yeah, definitely. So my first year, there were a couple organizations that I really wanted to join, and I unfortunately did not get into those organizations, so I just felt a little lost. And luckily, I still had the community of my residence hall, and my roommate and I were really good friends, so we were able to spend a lot of time together, and he was a really good friend for me. And we just had a blast together our first year. And then I came back for my sophomore year, and I realized I didn't really belong to any organizations. Me and my roommate were no longer living together, and I didn't have that community of, oh, I have friends who live 5 feet away from me in another room. So it took a little bit of time for me to realize what had been missing from my JMU experience up to that point. And so I had a really difficult time with it. I didn't know where I fit in, and I was pretty close to giving up. I actually heavily considered transferring for a while that semester, just because I just didn't feel like I belonged at JMU, even though it was this place that I wanted to be my home for so long. Unfortunately, I was able to get involved in a couple organizations. I was hired as an OPA, and I was able to kind of take control of my situation and turn it around. And by spring semester of my sophomore year, I felt like there was no other place I should be.
Yeah, and I think you and I would agree on this a lot. Would you say it's the notion almost, you hear all these things about JMU and about college in general about, having like, oh, the best 4 years of your life, and so that misconception plays really heavily into that idea where when you don't start fitting in, like you had been saying, you feel like maybe there's something you're not doing right?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a lot of pressure to fit in as soon as possible, but it can also be really difficult because a lot of things at JMU can be very competitive, and that's just the reality of it. And there are definitely these misconceptions that it's like this perfect place that everybody falls in love with, and just like all the people are phenomenal and all the stuff, and the people are great, and it is a great place, but it's not as black and white as that. And it is college, so you're supposed to be being challenged academically. And on top of that, there are a lot of social pressures. And I think that those pressures can come out in a lot of different ways that people don't expect when they hear about JMU and when they hear about the place that JMU creates. And so that, I think, is where this misconception comes in. And I think that people at JMU have built a community, but I think that we oftentimes talk more about the successes than we do than the struggles and the barriers that it took to get to those successes. And on, you mentioned that like JMU is supposed to be the best 4 years of your life, and I think that it should be the best 4 years of your life up until this point, and should set you up to have the next best 4 years of your life, and to have the next best years of your life, and to set you up for a successful future where you get to pursue the things that you want to pursue. You get to pursue the career you want to pursue. You get to pursue the type of family you want to have. You get to pursue the type of life that you have. And I think that JMU should more so be seen for being able to provide that while you have some of the best times of your life, but know that that's not a peak. Or it is a peak, but it's not the highest peak, and that you're not
Sure.
going to just go downhill from JMU.
It's a little landing spot, but you're still climbing up the mountain.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks for that answer. So you had touched upon the idea of the community here, and I think right now, given our current circumstances, the idea of this JMU community, this closeness that we have with our fellow students and how we feel attached to JMU as a whole, I think has really been helpful in this time. But I just want to hear what your opinion is. What has been the most heartbreaking thing about classes being moved online for the rest of the semester?
Oh gosh. This question is very hard. I think that for me personally, the most heartbreaking thing about classes being moved online is that I don't really get to see all my favorite people and all my best friends every day, and I don't get to live 5, 10 minutes away from everyone. And it's just difficult because going into this spring break, which is obviously the last week of classes we had before all this stuff happened, you don't go into that thinking, oh, this will be the last time I'm on campus, or this will be the last time I'm sitting in this class. You think that, oh, I can't wait to go on spring break and have a little break and enjoy time with my family, or on an alternative spring break, or taking a trip, whatever that looks like for you. And you expect to be able to come back after that week and be like, all right, well, like we have 7, 8 weeks left of the semester. Let's just finish out strong. And I don't think any of us really expected that that last week would be our last week on campus, especially as a senior, kind of that being our last week of classes on campus for good is pretty heartbreaking, but it takes a lot of adjustment, and I think that my professors have done a great job of adjusting to online classes, which has been super helpful because I know that a lot of people are struggling with mental health and physical health. So I just think that it's tough that we didn't really get a choice in kind of what was happening. And that I think is very difficult just because everything is just kind of stripped away. And it's just like, all right, well, I guess we just have to deal with this now and navigate it. And you don't even have the resources that we would have had if we were on campus because a lot of offices are closed or can't be provided because of problems with telecommunications and that kind of stuff. So I think that it's difficult, but I think that it's also a wonderful learning opportunity, and it's definitely a unique way to go out.
Could you talk a little bit? I know it's this is a different question than what you were probably expecting, but can you touch a little bit about how you are helping yourself, the things that you're doing to stay motivated and stay resilient, and maybe what sort of things that you're trying to do to get the most out of the rest of the semester?
I'm still trying to talk to all my friends as much as possible via FaceTime or Snapchat or whatever mode of communication that takes. It's also nice to have the schoolwork just because there is a lot more downtime, just because I'm not working as much as I usually would. And a lot of my assignments and stuff have been limited. So when I get the chance to do the schoolwork, it's a nice change of pace just from trying to find things to do around the house. And I'm trying to find things to keep myself busy. So every time I do get an assignment, it's nice to be able to focus on that and to kind of be exercising the brain in that way again, because obviously we're not going to have that those conversations and those learning methods the same way we did before we went online. But I think that having those assignments and having something to focus on, especially things within your major and your minors and things that you're passionate about, that is really helpful because it kind of just puts you in a zone for a little bit and gives you a chance to focus on something besides all the madness that's happening in the world.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. Doing those things to help you keep busy and, trying to find things to keep yourself occupied are definitely really helpful to do in this time. Now, there's also, a bunch of underclassmen now who are also impacted by this, but fortunately, they still have the remainder of their college career, be it a year, 2 years, however long they're going to stick around. If you could give any advice to them, given these recent circumstances, what would it be and why?
I think that the biggest piece of advice that I could give is just to truly enjoy your time and to do all of the things that you want to do, and take time to invest in the relationships and the people around you. Take time to invest in your organizations. Take time to invest, pardon me, in just being on campus and being in that space and being in the spaces that JMU provides, because, the reality is that with things like this coming up, you don't always get the 4 years on campus. You get the 3.75 years on campus. And so I know that coming into this semester, I didn't think that something like this would happen. And now that it has, it's just kind of taken me by surprise. And I wish I had taken a little more time to just focus on the people that are around me that I had in my life, especially the people that weren't graduating with me that would still be at JMU and I would just wouldn't be able to see as much. So I think for all the underclassmen who would be watching this or listening to this or whatever that looks like, I think that you should just take the time to be intentional about how you're spending your time at JMU, just because it really does fly by, and then sometimes it's shortened a little more than you'd like it to be. So just take time to invest in everything around you.
Yeah, and I think that's a great reminder for all of us and everything that we do, just making sure you're fully present, fully authentic with the time that you have. Now, we touched a little bit about it in the beginning, but I'm just curious as to your answer. What do you think is the most important mark that you personally have made on campus, and what do you think your legacy will be?
This is a tough question just because talking about myself is not my strong suit. But I think that the most important mark that I have made is the relationships that I've fostered as a result of my time at JMU, and the people I've been able to interact with. Serving in a bunch of different positions and roles, and in different organizations, I've been able to meet a lot of people with a lot of similar values for leadership and service. And I think that what I have been able to do is to set a good example of what it looks like to serve the community. And I've been able to set a good example of what it means to be a leader. And more so, how to talk about those things, how to do those things, and really just how to invest in the community and the people around you. I think that that's one of the things that was kind of my mission before coming into JMU. And I think that I've successfully accomplished that. And I think that my legacy will just be someone who really cares about JMU, and someone who has shown what it looks like to serve JMU and the Harrisburg community and what it looks like to be a leader in that.
You know, it's funny. I was really excited when I saw your name come up because I was really hoping that someone would recommend that you be on this because I remember, as I was gearing up and getting ready to work, we both work in the same office. You were one of those people who I knew about before I even met you. And I think that's a testament to the impact that you've made on campus here and the, like you were saying, the relationships you've built. And so that's always really exciting for me is being able to see before I even know the person, the impact that they're making, the how the passionate they are and the things that they're doing. And those things were only reinforced as we got to talk more and more and I got to learn more about you. And I'm definitely glad to hear your thoughts on this. And it is a bittersweet thing, but I'm glad you had this time to reflect and talk a little bit about the impact that you've made, because I just wanted, if it wasn't, you say you have a hard time talking about yourself, but for me, I can tell you firsthand that I can see just how strongly you've impacted the people around you and myself being one of them. So I just wanted to say thank you, for coming on here and taking the time to share your story and, the things that you think are good for us to consider in this time. We're almost done here, but before we wrap up, is there anything you just want to say? Any last parting words? It's okay if you don't have any.
First, I just want to say thank you for the kind words that you said about me. I really appreciate that, and I have enjoyed my time working with you and the relationship that we've been able to build. Just because beyond being a coworker, I think of you as a friend, and I think that I think that's one of the best things about JMU is that it finds a way to bring people together. And I think as this being one of the last things that I really do for the university as an underclassman, because I will be graduating in about a month, even though it won't look the traditional way that a graduation is supposed to look. I am just happy that I have had the experiences and the struggles and the challenges and the successes that I've had at JMU because it has made me the person that I am today, and I'm very proud of that person. And so this is just kind of like a big old thank you, JMU, for everything you've done for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, for coming on here, and I knowing you personally, I can't wait to see the impact you will continue to make as you go on past your college experience. But thank you again, and thank you again everyone who's listening or watching. I hope you can gain something from this and use it to inspire and to motivate you. But that's going to be all from us today. Thank you so much, and we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Leave something to remember so they won't forget I was here.